Oh, this thing is fast.
Inside the Burnaby offices of Embark Sustainability, the student-led climate and sustainability organization at Simon Fraser University, students are practicing the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle, by repurposing and upcycling something old into something new at the Rework, Reuse, Revolutionize Climate Workshop.
Making a bag. Yeah, but out of a shirt.
Something about an old shirt's pattern spoke to Lukaya, a student at SFU, and soon he'll be able to carry that inspiration slung around his shoulder.
This one we got some giraffes, some tigers, some mountains. Yeah, I like tigers. So it's looking pretty sick.
One shirt was music to Fernanda's ears.
I'm working on a tote bag right now. The straps for the tote bag. So it's got an old Rolling Stones t-shirt. Yeah. I just like, you know, bands, and I also saw that it was like a black tote bag, and I only have white ones, so I went for the black, and then Rolling Stones is kind of cool, so can't go wrong.
Rebecca Ballard is the Climate Equity Coordinator for Embark Sustainability.
We're doing our Rework, Reuse, Revolutionize Climate Equity Workshop. So we're here today making tote bags out of old t-shirts that people brought in, just to show people the power of sustainable fashion and using what you already have at home versus going out to buy something new. So yeah, everyone brought in some t-shirts to make, and now everyone's just kind of making them.
Ballard says that upcycling, in this case taking old t-shirts and transforming them into tote bags, is one of many ways that individuals can live more sustainable lives and have an impact on global environmental issues.
One of the big ones is reducing like global textile waste. That is like such a prevalent issue when you look at like garbage patches, and when you look at dirty beaches full of garbage, a lot of it is textile waste. So we're working to implement solutions to that by reworking what we already have, and also reducing the human labor costs that is associated with the textile industry, like workers in Bangladesh and Vietnam and things like that, working in not so great conditions for not so great pay. So just working on sustainability from like an intersectional perspective.
According to Ballard, workshops like Rework, Reuse, Revolutionize are particularly useful for students, allowing them to build skills and relationships that will serve as lifelong tools in the fight for a sustainable future.
I think it's important for students to get involved in this way because it shows them self-sufficiency kind of skills and allows them to bring these skills into their worlds and into their circles and really permeate that knowledge to other people.
I'm learning how to machine sew. I don't really know how to machine sew a whole lot, but yeah, learning about upcycling fashion and how to make things out of other things. I thought it was a bit harder to machine sew. I'd like try to learn before and I had a tough time, but there people have been really helpful, and it's very accessible.
I already have interest in, you know, repurposing clothes, and I just wanted to, like, you know, someone tell me that I'm doing it right or like not, or get some better tips on it so that I can do it on my own time. I think just like how easy it is to use a machine and just like knowing what everything is and like how to set it up, like once you kind of get it down, it's pretty simple, and I think anybody could do it.
So far, it's been really positive. Everyone's super engaged with the event, and everyone's learning to help each other because we only have one facilitator who really knows how to sew. So as we're learning, we're also teaching each other and learning how to thread machines and just working on other kinds of skills. So people have been very engaged and just receptive to the event.
Yeah, it's something I really like to look into a lot on my own time, I think. And it would be cool to like teach other people how to do that. So I'd want like to learn more about it myself.
Beyond learning how to sew with a machine and create a one-of-a-kind bespoke tote bag, participants in the Rework, Reuse, Revolutionize Climate Workshop are building an important network of like-minded climate community members.
The importance of community with sustainability is that's how we sustain ourselves, is through community. We can't do it without community. Everyone you see succeeding has community behind them, and here we're building community in our fashion textile working shop and just really learning from each other.
From Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, I'm Jesse Wenslock from CJSF 90.1 FM reporting. This report is made possible by funding from the Community Radio of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative and is available online at frequencynews.ca.